From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A wildfire north of Los Angeles is burning out of control. It's blackened 105,000 acres and is threatening 12,000 homes. Firefighters are struggling to save mountaintop broadcasting communication antennas, as well as a 100-year-old working observatory. From Los Angeles, Nova Sappho reports.
Firefighters concentrated efforts on boxing in the massive forest fire north of Los Angeles in between two freeway arteries. LA County Fire Inspector Steve Zermino says firefighters are at a disadvantage while facing down the fast-moving flames.
The biggest problem is accessibility. It is in rugged terrain, inaccessible. Most of the firefight has been done with aircraft, and the smoke for the most part is going straight up, standing tall, and they can't see exactly the location of the drop because of the smoke.
Zermino says containment is forecast as late as September 8th. Meanwhile, authorities called for more evacuations in outlying suburbs, and a report that five people were trapped among flames proved inaccurate, as authorities said the five did not need rescue. For NPR News, I'm Nova Sappho in Los Angeles.
Hurricane Ximena is approaching Mexico's Baja California Peninsula with winds nearing 155 miles per hour. That's just short of a Category 5 storm. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg says the hurricane is expected to come ashore later today. He doesn't know exactly where.
We're still a little bit uncertain as to whether or not there'll be a direct impact on the far southern part, but we do expect a landfall at some location along the Baja Peninsula. The problem is that it's moving almost parallel to the peninsula, and any little slight wobble to left or right could bring it inland sooner or a little bit later.
Authorities are urging about 10,000 people to leave their homes. The first of three spacewalks is coming up for the astronauts of Space Shuttle Discovery. The crew also connected an Italian cargo carrier to the outside of the International Space Station. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
The astronauts will continue unloading the Leonardo module while spacewalkers Nicole Stott and Danny Olivas head outside the orbiting complex. Discovery's docking maneuver is also prompting ground controllers to rework the shuttle's mission. The astronauts lost a small jet prior to docking, which creates just 26 pounds of thrust. The bigger jets that are still working are a lot stronger, generating up to 800 pounds of thrust. NASA's Leroy Kane says the shuttle's autopilot had to be adjusted so those bigger jets wouldn't fire while the shuttle was connected to the space station.
It has to be certified to not import loads or moments on the station vehicle that would cause it undue wear and tear, and certainly it can't break anything.
Spacewalkers Olivas and Stott will spend about 6.5 hours floating outside the space station. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
At midnight last night, Vermont became the fifth state in the U.S. to allow same-sex marriage. It joins Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Iowa. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Senators leading the effort to get a major climate change bill passed have announced a change in course. They say they no longer plan to introduce the legislation when Congress reconvenes next week after a month-long recess. NPR's David Wellner reports.
This is the second time the introduction of climate change legislation has been postponed in the Senate. The bill was originally to have been drafted before senators left for their August recess. Now, Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry and Environment Committee Chairwoman Barbara Boxer say they won't have such a bill ready next week as had been expected. They cited the death of Senator Edward Kennedy and the current focus on health care as reasons for the delay, and promised to unveil legislation later in September. That would make it difficult for the full Senate to take up a climate change bill any time before late October. But Majority Leader Harry Reid's spokesman says the head of Senate Democrats expects the Senate will have ample time to consider clean energy and climate change legislation before the end of the year. The House narrowly passed similar legislation in June. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Starting today, the traditional incandescent light bulb will no longer be manufactured by or imported into countries that belong to the European Union. The 27 governments agreed to phase out the bulb to help European countries lower greenhouse gas emissions. The idea is to switch to more energy-efficient bulbs to lower costs and to reduce the effect on the environment. Consumers will still be able to buy the traditional kind until supplies run out. The incandescent bulb is a little changed since it was invented by Thomas Edison in the 19th century. It uses more power than fluorescent light bulbs and halogen lamps. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.